Wake up!
It's Hot 96.9's Ramiro, Pebbles, Melissa, and Wiggy.
All lanes are open now. In the Tip O'Neill Tunnel after that box truck. Or whatever it was. What was the truck that got stuck, Melissa? What was it?
I don't even know what truck it is.
You know, it was a regular truck.
I would say box truck, but it wasn't a box truck. I just like saying box truck.
I actually drove by it this morning because I got caught in the accident behind all the stuff.
Yeah.
It was just a regular truck that, you know how they have the flatbeds?
Yeah.
And it had something it was carrying on the back of it. I didn't know what that. When I first saw it, I was like, what the hell is this, a boat? I didn't know what the hell it was.
There's actual surveillance footage of the moment of impact. It's on like one of the news channels on Facebook. But people have been stuck in it for the last 2 hours. We've been getting messages from people that are like, hey, listening to you guys, love you guys, stuck in traffic in the damn Tip O'Neill Tunnel because of this stupid truck that's not obeying signs.
Right. I don't get it. Because I was thinking to myself when I'm sitting there and I'm stuck in the traffic and the feds are flying by me, I'm like, all right, there better be body parts all over the place up there. And I'm sitting here thinking to myself, as soon as I pass it, I'm like, don't they have like truck routes that they're going?
Yeah.
And saying, okay, I know I'm going through this tunnel. The thing on the back of my truck is 13 feet. The tunnel's only restricted for 12 and a half feet or whatever it is. So I can't go that way. I got to take another route.
Yeah, but at the end of the day, it's people are people and they're dumb people. I'm looking, oh my God, at the picture. Yeah. Like, it's so much traffic.
Oh, I caught it.
Oh my God.
Luckily enough, I caught it right when it happened. So I was literally probably 2 minutes behind the when it first happened. And I didn't, you know, but I've seen the pictures. I'm like, damn.
Well, that's ruined the traffic for the rest of the morning. So if you're coming into the city going 93 south, try to avoid that tunnel because it ain't going to get any better anytime soon.
Patrick?
Yeah.
Okay, so you're a truck driver?
Yes.
You got to defend your people, man.
I got to, because you know what I mean? Especially with the way people drive in Boston, you know what I mean? Like, what if that guy was trying to get over and trying to get to the right exit? Nobody wanted to let him get off. You know, so he gets stuck.
He wasn't.
He doesn't have a choice.
He wasn't. I saw the surveillance footage. The tunnel was practically empty when he was doing it, and he was in the middle lane.
Well, even if there was nobody there, and he had his GPS on, you know what I mean? Like, those truck routes are not always right. You know what I mean? Like, try using your iPhone and finding, you know, a truck route for a 13-foot trailer that you drag. You know what I mean? Like, they're not always exactly on point. You know, this may be completely his fault, but I've been in this situation before. And, you know, you missed a sign and it says truck route, you know, 12 feet high max. You know, it happens.
Yeah. All right. So wait, what happened to your situation?
Oh, all right. Well, I was driving from Stoughton to New York in a moving truck, and my GPS, which was a trucking GPS, told me to get off the exit. So I'm going down this exit, and I start seeing low bridges, and I'm like, oh, man. You know what I mean? I'm like, I'm definitely getting fired right now. But, like, I kept going, and then finally it got to a bridge where it was way too low, and I had to stop, and I got stuck. And then they had to bring a tow truck, and they had to tow me backwards the other direction.
Oh,
I got a huge fine.
I always do it when I go in the tunnels, and I used to have a Suburban, and every time I go into the parking garage, I start to duck.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I'm sitting in the car, and I'm ducking. I'm like, why am I ducking?
That's classic, man. All right, brother. Well, thank you for calling.
Be safe.